Chapter 20. Late that night, Joseph took delivery of the broken foremast from a squad of toads who had lugged it back from the marshes to the Pale Queen. Finbar had rigged a block and tackle to haul it aboard, and Joseph, Rosie and some others stood by with rope lashings, metal pins, wooden splints and spars to fix the mast firm when it was hoisted. Durry and Roof helped the Gowson to patch the hole in the forward locker. The shrews were expert boat repairers and worked well under Logalog's direction. With melted pitch, rope corking and planks, they soon had the gap sealed and the hull seaworthy again. A fire had been built farther along the shore. Fatch tended it carefully until it was reduced to glowing embers. Countless fireflies trapped inside lanterns glimmered and twinkled as the marsh toads surrounded the nearly extinct fire. Fatch hailed the ship.
Ahoy, Pearl Queen! If this fire gets any lower, Glogalog won't be able to do his magic. You'd best fetch him now.
Rosie left the mast repair gang to supervise the loading of the King, together with 10 jugs of seaweed grog, onto the framed hammock. Finbar nodded to her.
You and Fatch get back aboard sharpish, miss. The tide's a rising and waits for no beast.
Marsh toads moved aside to let the hammock be set down beside the fire. Glogalog grunted as they heaved him out of his comfortable bed. Rosie gave him a swig of seaweed grog. His bulging eyes popped out further as he held it without swallowing. Skipping around the edge of the circle, Rosie began singing in a serious baritone voice, a song she had made up for the occasion.
Stand back and watch this bogum toad. He's going to do some magic. But if young Roof has taught him wrong, it could turn out quite tragic. Get back to the ship now, Fatch. I'll be right behind you. Glogalog, oh please don't sneeze, or they will never find you. Careful when you spit that grog. Don't stand near the venue, or you'll end up crispy fried on the marsh toad menu.
With a twitch of her ears, Rosie signalled to Glogalog, who spat the grog over the embers, causing a sheet of flame to flare skyward. The marsh toads hopped about, croaking with fright and excitement at their king's magical skill. Glogalog took another swig, and swallowing half, he spat out the rest, causing another upburst of flame. Rosie took advantage of the jubilant melee to make good her escape.